The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
So, the NBA Cup is one last
thing. Stop
right
there. You've got me. You've got me at NBA Cup.
You're hooked. It's very good. Make sure you wear your NBA Cup because you don't want to get hurt. I'm just saying that, okay?
That's funny.
The Milwaukee Bucks won last night. Right? Congratulations to the Bucks. They won the NBA Cup.
And all their young guys were all giddy.
I'd be giddy, too, if I were them, too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, their salaries aren't very big, and they're getting a half mil for Giannis going off. Thank you, Giannis.
Take that, right? That's, you know, that's double some of their salaries, right?
Oh, that's
especially for the young guys, the
Andy,
rookies.
That's significant.
So that's big bucks. Here's what I love about this story. Okay? So they went to go celebrate after the game, and they were like, I don't know about the champagne. Assistant coach Darvin Ham, you know, they won the NBA Cup last year when he was with the Lakers. And he was just like, you know what? He told Doc Rivers, he's like, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. No champagne. So it's early in the season. This isn't our real goal. It's nice that we were able to get some points in a game that was meaningless, and we were able to make some money, especially for the younger guys. But let's face it, we're in fifth place right now. We're 14-11, and we won a couple of midseason regular season games, and now they're going to give us this cup for it. And he said no to the bubbly. I love that. I love that. That's a team that has bigger goals and aspirations than winning a meaningless cup in the middle of the season. And so, to me, that's someone who's got their head on straight and a franchise that wants its players moving in the right direction. Congratulations on winning, and I think that's cool. I'm glad they got the money, and you know they won the game, and the guys played hard last night, and you know, so it is what it is. But the fact that they didn't do the champagne after the game,
yeah,
bravo.
Well, let me take it a step further. I wonder, will the Haslams be able to bring the NBA Cup to a Browns game so that we can all celebrate?
There's only one left.
And could they bring the champagne to Cleveland to celebrate
the end of the season?
The home win over the Dolphins coming up on the 29th.
If we're celebrating a fourth win, or perhaps if you're optimistic, a fifth win.
Yeah, Bubba.
On the season with champagne, because things are over, it is time to shut down the franchise. Well, that's a problem.
Might be a valid point.
That is a problem. Are you good with that? They didn't do champagne last night?
Sure. Why not?
It's very much like, you know, baseball is like overload on champagne.
Oh, baseball was nuts.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it was silly.
The one game wild card champagne was always to me like, really?
If you won the whole thing and you celebrated the whole way, isn't that like four champagne celebrations?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's a little much, isn't
it? Dan, can you agree with that or not? Because I know you're a hardcore baseball guy and you think that champagne should be there at every moment. But
champagne should be enjoyed in a glass, not sprayed in my goggles.
Yes. Oh, that burns.
I don't care.
That's the, that's the spirit.
If you want to celebrate it, sure, go celebrate it. If you don't want to celebrate it, fine, don't celebrate it. I can see both sides to wanting to do it. It's one of those things that falls under the, like, great, live your life. Has no ramifications on mine.
Yeah, but like in baseball, in those one-game wild-card playoffs, you know, a guy hits, I mean, he was hitting 750 in that playoff series because it was one game. I mean, you should really be celebrating that.
I'm saying
when it was a one-game.
Oh, you're saying when it was. Sorry. Again, to each their own. Whatever. Life is short. You may as well celebrate and enjoy it.
All right, I might make the argument that the Cavaliers actually won the NBA Cup by getting all this time off, all this rest that they're getting. They got to chill in Miami for like, what, 3 or 4 days?
And they play Milwaukee coming up.
Oh, that'll be a grudge match, won't it? Best team in the NBA against the NBA Cup winners. Who will win?
And you've got a hot team, though, in the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. See, if you're this is what you have in the Eastern Conference right now, because the Cavs jumped out hot, and they've stayed that way.
They're still hot. Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks were terrible. They were 2-8 in their first 10 games, but they've really come on. And so you assumed that they were going to get going. And they, you know, they have championship pedigree. They have Doc Rivers, who, you know, decide what you think about Doc. I personally think he's a good coach, and I think they're going to be one of those teams that, okay, they're probably not going to finish first or second, but boy, you sure don't want to see them in the playoffs, you know. And will Philadelphia get there? I'm hard pressed to think they will, Andy. They're pretty beat up right now.
They're like the Detroit Lions of the NBA.
Could you imagine, though? Let's just say you get to late March and all of a sudden Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey and friends are all healthy. And they end up as a 7 seed, an 8 seed. You want to see them in a first round? That's, you know, assuming they're all healthy and everything else.
They're 8-16 right now.
They're in trouble. And now Embiid has a busted up face. He's out a little longer.
They're only a game and a half away, though, from that 10 spot
and
that
see,
would get you to the play-in.
That's the thing. If a team like that gets hot late and healthy, keyword healthy, and can even get into the play-in tournament, who wants to play them, man? I don't want to play them. That's why the East is still going to be very interesting the rest of the way.
Yeah, so I mean, you're looking at the Cavs have a game and a half lead on the Celtics right now. Man, they have a 6.5 game lead on the Knicks, and they're in third place. That's impressive. That really is impressive. What's amazing is the Wizards, who are the worst team in the East, they are 18.5 back.
Boy, they're a mess, man.
18.5 back.
They are a mess.
I got more basketball I want to talk about here coming up in a little bit, so we'll do that. Also, Kevin Stefanski, his press conference will be coming up here shortly.
Pre-practice report for the Browns here. Martin Emerson will not practice today with a concussion. Shelby Harris dealing with an elbow injury. He will not practice. David Njoku not practicing either with the hamstring.
All right, back after this. We'll hopefully hear it from Kevin Stefanski.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.